This is Symphony Cast from APM, American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher, and we're at Klein Hans Music Hall with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. Recently, when a guest performer from Spain encountered an untimely visa issue, the Buffalo Philharmonic was left without a guest soloist. That's when they quickly reached out to pianist Adam Golka.
I remember it was a Thursday, about 5 p.m., and the inquiry is whether I could hop on the plane the next morning and go straight to rehearsal. And it was Mozart K-467. And I remember thinking, you know, I just played K-503, K-595, K-491. Maybe there's some wiggle room. Maybe we could do a different one. And the answer came back that no, it should be 467, which I had not played in about 5 years. So my heart began racing, and I thought about it for about an hour. I practiced, and I thought, you know, I think I can do this. I can do this.
And he did do it, but that's not the whole story. I'll tell you more, and you'll hear his thrilling performance of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 in the first half of this concert with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. In the second half, it's Beethoven's iconic Eroica Symphony, his Symphony No. 3. Welcome to APM Symphony Cast. Joanne Folletta became the music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra in 1999. Over the past 20 years, she's been a tireless advocate for Buffalo, New York, confirming that the weather really is beautiful most of the time. And of course, they have a beautiful concert hall where you can hear an incredible orchestra.
The city is wonderful. The people are wonderful. And the orchestra has a pedigree that's impeccable with music directors like William Steinberg, Joseph Cripps, Michael Tilson Thomas, amazing people, Semyon Bischkov. It's just astonishing, legendary conductors, and we're hoping to continue to get better and stronger and more flexible all the time.
This concert did require a lot of flexibility due to a last-minute soloist and repertoire change, which you'll hear in just a little bit. First, though, ballet music from 20th-century Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. Falla spent 7 years in Paris, where he befriended Claude Debussy, Maurice Ravel, and Paul Dukas. As you might imagine, he was heavily influenced by those French Impressionist composers. When he made his way back to Spain in 1914, he started to blend his own ideas of what Spanish music could be with elements of Impressionism. His goal was to capture the essence and the spirit of Spain in his own way. His ideas resulted in some of his best-known works, including the ballet score El Amor Brujo, Love the Magician. Today, this one-act ballet is really better known as an orchestral suite. It tells the story of a widow who is haunted by the ghost of her jealous late husband. She wants to move on with her life and her new love. So she arranges for a friend to distract the haunting spirit by flirting with it. The ritual fire dance, which you're about to hear, finds the widow herself dancing around open flames to ward off the evil spirits that are haunting her. Joanne Folletta takes the podium now to lead the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra in this popular Spanish dance by Manuel de Falla, the Ritual Fire Dance, on Symphony Cast.
Thank you.
Manuel de Falla's Ritual Fire Dance from his one-act ballet, El Amor Brujo, on SymphonyCast. Joanne Folletta led the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. Did you notice the buzzing, bee-like lower strings set against the winds and brass? The entire string section then joined in to strut their stuff in that short, energetic opener to this concert, setting the pace for the pyrotechnics yet to come. I'm Julie Amacher. If you were to get a call at the last minute to take on an enormous yet exciting feat, would you see that as your worst nightmare, or would it be an incredible opportunity? For pianist Adam Golka, it was the thrill of a lifetime when he got the call just 12 hours in advance to perform Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 with Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra.
I remember it was a Thursday about 5 p.m., and the inquiry is whether I could hop on the plane the next morning and go straight to rehearsal. And it was Mozart K-467. I thought about it for about an hour. I practiced, and I thought, you know, I think I can do this. I can do this. And everything felt great until I pulled out the scraps of paper, which were my handwritten cadenza, which I had performed 5 years earlier. And I started looking at it, and I started feeling sick because I realized, not only does this seem really long and difficult and I can't remember anything about it, but I can't read my own handwriting and figure out what the heck I even wrote. So that's when my worry began. And that night, I actually ended up composing a new cadenza.
Adam stayed up all night writing that cadenza. He got on a plane at 5 a.m. the next morning, heading for Buffalo. Bad weather delayed their arrival, adding even more stress to this last-minute adventure.
Long story short, I was not able to get to the piano before meeting Joanne. That felt quite scary, but somehow it came to me. I sat down at the piano and it came back, and by the time the concert came around, it felt like an old friend.
It was definitely a stressful experience, but Adam Golka remembers being so excited for the opportunity to work with Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, he says it was all worth it.
Just the moment I heard the opening tutti in the first rehearsal, the fear went away. Joanne has this incredibly welcoming energy in her conducting and her being. And just from the moment I heard them play and heard her conduct, I just thought, we're just here to make music. And that was great.
Even though he hadn't played Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 for 5 years, Adam was quick to recall its many virtues.
This piano concerto is a miracle from start to finish. First of all, the thematic invention is ingenious. But also, there are these novelties, like there's a theme in the first movement that switches between so many different instruments in a very, very short amount of time. And it just shows sort of Mozart's coloristic genius. You can just sort of hear Mozart sitting at his desk and going, oh, and now this sound, and now this sound. And that's part of what makes, I think, this piece so enchanting. There is that sense of mischief and spontaneity that just crept into every detail of the piece.
Pianist Adam Golka joins Joanne Folletta now and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra to perform this beautiful gem in the piano repertoire, Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 on SymphonyCast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Adam Golka, the soloist with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, Joanne Folletta conducting Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 on SymphonyCast. Adam got a call with just 12 hours' notice to perform that work, which he hadn't touched in 5 years, and he had to write an original cadenza the night before his performance. But as you just heard, it all came together flawlessly.
That's the beautiful thing about life, is you never quite know what's going to happen, and sometimes you learn about yourself and do even your best work under very unforeseen circumstances.
That's certainly been true during the COVID-19 pandemic as well. Adam Golka has been working on all 32 of Beethoven's piano sonatas to mark the composer's 250th birth anniversary this year.
The nice thing is that my film project, 32 at 32, which surveys my personal journey preparing the cycle, that's more or less unaffected because I am home and we have tons of footage, and I invite you to see it on YouTube, Pianist Adam Golka, and the playlist 32 at 32. That's updated constantly. But I feel very optimistic about it because there's no way to get bored practicing Beethoven's 32 sonatas. If it's all I did for the rest of my life, I still wouldn't be bored.
I'm Julie Amacher. Lucky for you, the music of Beethoven is just ahead. His third symphony, the Eroica Symphony, was a real game changer. You'll hear why in the second half of this concert. That's coming up next on APM SymphonyCast.